If you're planning on coming, I need you to register now. Open on the internet, January 6th, 7th, and 8th. Just having a fellowship gathering here for people who are connected to the ministry or people who want to actually find out what's going on right now. Because you're looking at entering right into the, I believe, the very central focus of a lot of end time activity in 2012. It's a lot of things about to happen down here. And so preparation is necessary to be able to stand in austere times. So we're getting together in Atlanta, January 6th, 7th, and 8th, fellowship. Getting to know folks, getting a vision that everybody's focused on the same page, praying together, and interacting with people, hopefully from different areas around the country, so you'll have some people to fellowship with back where you come from. A lot of people are not churched right now. They're looking for an answer. And it's good to find people of a like precious faith who can understand you and you can understand them without a lot of confusion and religious gobbledygook in the arena. So hopefully we can help to put that together. Registration open at OmegaMinistries.org. $100 for the 3 days, but that's including meals, and then you have to also call the hotel to make accommodations for your rooms. But it's all there. Everything is pretty self-explanatory. But we need you to register now because we need the head count in order to get everything set up. And we'll go or no go based on how many people respond. So we need you to register as soon as possible so we can get that head count in place, get the hotel set up, and everything in order. So if you're coming, we need you to go now and register. All right. Let's pray and we'll get going here. Anybody got anything else that I don't know about? Nothing else going on? All right, let's pray then. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time of sharing. Thank you for the word of God that's able to save our souls. Right now, we commit this time to you to understand your word, walk therein, be changed thereby into the image of your Son, Jesus Christ, that we might have fellowship with you through him by the Holy Spirit. And we give the praise, the honor, and glory for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I know I sound kind of nasal, but I'm trying to fight off a cold, and you know how that is. So if I'm nasal or coughing or something along the trail, hopefully the Holy Ghost, usually he'll put a hold to the cold while I'm talking, and then it'll come back on me after I get through talking. That's how it usually works, but it is what it is. You fight through stuff. That's how it goes. All right, today I'm going to speak on a topic that is very timely, I think, and meaningful for everyone. As we endeavor to perform a microscopic examination of the homosexual spirit. So we're calling this a microscopic examination of the homosexual spirit. And there's a lot more to the homosexual spirit than meets the eye. Most people think in terms of gay couples and that type of thing, but the homosexual spirit is much more vast than that, and it's done a lot more damage than you and I would ever know. Because it's a spirit that's very tenacious. It hides out in cubby holes so that you won't see it, and you have to actually pry the lid off of it to see what's really down underneath and causing the problems. It's the marriage breaking spirit. It causes divorces. It tries to contaminate. Thanks, Jennifer. Do guys in, do women in early ages so they won't be able to actually get married and interact with the opposite gender properly. It's a dirty spirit. It's a conniving spirit. It's here to undermine everybody and everything that's godly. So we have to microscopically examine what it is, how it operates, and what it will do to you. And you have to actually engage it in warfare to overcome it so as not to be contaminated by it. So we're coming out of 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. We're going to read this again. We've read it a lot of times, but we're going to read it this time with the homosexual spirit in mind. And you'll understand why This chapter is connected to the homosexual spirit. Microscopic examination. You know, when you microscopically examine something, you drill down on the smallest parts of it. You're looking at it through a microscope. The smallest parts of this thing, dissecting it, evaluating it, and understanding it. So 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. I'm reading from the NIV. If you got a King James version, that'd be a little bit different. But when you get a lot of people who tell you just to read the King James version only. But what you need to deal with the Bible is the Holy Ghost. There's some stuff in the NIV that's wrong. There's some stuff in a lot of versions that are wrong. You can't understand the King James version without the Holy Ghost. You need the Holy Ghost. Because some words and some definitions and some ways that the NIV translates scriptures, it'll help you. But you need the Holy Ghost to know where the crazy parts are. So, the most important thing is to have the Holy Spirit. Okay. 2 Timothy chapter 3. He says, but mark this. But mark this. There will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves. Cause and effect. Terrible times in the last days. Why? Because people will love themselves. You got to know that. That the cause of everything we're seeing in society, all the home foreclosures, all the wars, the child molestation supposedly at Penn State and Syracuse, everything you see is about people loving themselves at the expense of other human beings. They care less about you. When you're blinded to think that people care about you, you're making a bad mistake. The world at large is out there to take and get for itself, and it could care less about another human being. If they appear to care about you, it's because they have a plan to use you. You got to know that. Before you step out into the world, you better know. It's dog eat dog, every man for himself, only the strong survive. It's the law of the jungle out there. Because they're natural brute beasts, the Bible calls them. So it says, but mark this, there will be perilous times in the last days. I think the King James says perilous times. Other versions say troublesome times, terrifying times, horrific times, dangerous times. We're in it. And that word last days is the very last of the last days, the end of time. People will love themselves. They'll be lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash. You know, rash. When you're rash, you make hasty decisions. You say things fast. You curse people out real quick. You know, it's just you off the top of your head doing this crazy stuff, you know. Conceited. Lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Then he says this, having a form of godliness but denying its power. Have nothing to do with them. So that's telling you to get away from some folks. Have nothing to do with them. Some folks try to hold on to family members, parents, friends, relatives, and they fit this description to the letter. Yeah. It's telling you, have nothing to do with them. Because it's going to cost you at the end. Why? They only love themselves. People used to counsel folks years ago in church. Some people had broken relationships with family members, like that. You might have a broken relationship with your father. And I'd heard ministers tell people, so if you want to get right with God, go get right with your father. And you go back to your father, and your father's a rapist, a child molester, a murderer, a drug addict, crazy. See, a lot of times God won't send you back through your family relationship to get right with him. He'll have you forgive them and wash them from your soul, but that does not always dictate interaction with them.
That's right.
Because he knows these people are a bunch of nuts. Mm-hmm. See, you have to have a mind that's connected to God and not listening to folks. Mm-hmm. Folks always try to tell you religiously what to do. You got to have a prayer life. You better be coupling that with a little bit of fasting and seeking the Lord for his direction in your life. Because life is volatile now, and folks are not normal any longer. This is an abnormal, crazy world. Go to elementary school, go to middle school, go to high school, go to college. It's some strange folks walking around. I'm not telling tales out of school. Just look next to you in the seat sitting next to you. Look at this. There's something wrong with them. You talk to them, you laugh with them, you try to accommodate them, but you know this person is strange. There's something wrong with them. Why kid yourself? These last days, what it's going to take in the last days is for God to get to some young people who mean business, who will step outside the framework of this weird society, come to him, get full of the Holy Ghost, and fight a war.
Yes.
Most of the older people, they're down here religiously bound. You know, you'll have parents, you'll have older people, your mother, your father, grandparents, people you've known all your life that go to church. But they're going to stay in a little cloistered community that's not going to do anything about anything. And they'll just go to church on Sunday and Wednesday. And they'll live falsely believing that they're living in a peaceful relationship with the devil, whereby I don't bother him and he won't bother me. That's a lie. Can't you see the devil's destroying everything in sight, leaving behind scorched earth, while folks just go to church and try not to rock the boat? That's garbage. This clown is bearing a hatchet in folks' skulls. Now look at little Miley Cyrus. Miley Cyrus, you're watching her life being strategically torn apart by the devil. A daddy says there, a mama says there. Nobody says a word. Almost every one of those young girls that come through Disney, they end up messed up. Now Selena Gomez out there with little Justin Bieber. He's almost like a walking, talking girl with a line of perfume and fingernail polish. Why not let the boy market some power tools and some cologne?
That's right.
Now, who would ever imagine a young fella, 18 years old, 17 years old, marketing perfume and fingernail polish? What about some camping gear? Hiking boots, some, you know, a football. What are you doing? Little Selena Gomez, she's out there naked now. Demi Lovato, she's almost stripped down, naked. Young, these girls not even clearing 20 years old yet. Miley Cyrus, you got on the list of them. They turn them out. They trash them out. You have to be a whore to be accepted. And everybody just sits here. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And then almost if you say something about it, you're the odd man out. Perilous times are upon us. I don't have to go into like some type of a preacher mode. Just look at the whole situation. Look at the political arena. Look how volatile it is. Look at the educational system. I mean, to make it through high school, it almost takes a supernatural intervention of God to make it through high school now. You have weirdos in high school. Lesbian couples, homosexual couples. I mean, you have to fight mentally. Inwardly, you have to stay focused to make it through everything now. You go away to college. You can get messed up in college if your mind is not tied on tight. College is one thing. Spring break, they'll have to be having spring break in about 3 months. That's when most kids go crazy. You go away to spring break 4 years in a row in college. Man, you could come back messed up for life, marred for life, going to spring break. Because it gets crazy. And see, society, when it's inundated by the devil normalizes his spirit. As if, you know, he's normal and everybody not like him is abnormal. That's what's happening. So that's why we're drilling down on the homosexual spirit to show you just what the devil is. He says, have nothing to do with them. They are the kind, these people who have a form of godliness but deny the power thereof. They are the kind who worm their way into homes and gain control over weak-willed women. King James says what? Silly women. See, in the very essence of that whole statement is, these are women who are dwarfed. Women who are arrested in their development. They're like little girls who play with Barbie dolls. You know, they're everywhere. They haven't grown up to maturity in their minds, so they're easy to manipulate. Because you just do what? Sow to their flesh. You're just this. You're just that. You're so pretty. You're just so that. You're so this. Just like they have these little shows now with the little girls putting the little 3-year-old girls and 5-year-old girls into beauty pageants and making them up like grown women. Yeah. All this makeup on and bouffant hairdos and all this stuff. What kind of a parent is putting your child out there like she's a 25-year-old woman? And not only just a 25-year-old woman, but a sexed up 25-year-old woman. 5 and 6 years old. That's a woman who's living vicariously through that child. It's something wrong with those people. And notice how they'll make TV shows about them and exploit them. See, the devil is crazy. And see, those parents will sit there and mar those little girls for life. Because you know what's going to happen? Those little girls are going to become so introspective and so into themselves that they're going to walk around their whole life thinking that they're everything and they're the star of the show, and they're going to go into this delusion of grandeur about themselves, thinking they're so much, and they're going to be victimized. Because all the devil will do then is just sow to their flesh, like he did Britney Spears, like he did Rihanna, like he did Beyonce, like he did all these young girls, turn them out and use them. And then the mother sits there just like Lindsay Lohan's mother, like Britney Spears' mother, like Beyonce Knowles' mother. They just get the spoils of turning the daughter out, using the daughter as a way to siphon money from the world through the daughter to themselves. And they sit there just like this Kardashian woman. She's sitting there watching her 3 daughters turned out, but get the money. That's the devil at his best. He pimps a human. He doesn't care if it's a child that he's using. He doesn't care who it is. He uses folks. Then he throws them away. Michael Jackson, 50 years old, dead. Elvis Presley, I don't think Elvis Presley cleared 50, did he? He was like 47 or 48 when he died, wasn't he? They don't make it. The devil uses you. He's like somebody making lemonade. Take the lemons, squeeze all the juice out, wring it out, and then take that hole and throw it away. That's the homosexual spirit. It's a user. It uses the environment. Now, to understand the homosexual spirit, understand the definition of the word homo. The word homo means same. If you read the book of Acts chapter 2, you find out they begin to speak in other tongues, the Bible says, and other translations it says different tongues or different languages. That word is heteros. It means different. So a homosexual likes the same sex. A heterosexual likes a different sex. So a homosexual is a same sex spirit. It likes the same as itself. Now, just take the word homo and let's just separate it off by itself. The same. The same. The same as self. So I like that which is like me. Because I'm into me. You see what I'm saying? See, a man that's a homosexual is attracted to another man because he's into himself. He's not into anything but himself, so he begins to be attracted to that which is like himself. Here's the devil. Understand this about the devil. The devil is a homosexual spirit. That's what he fell into. He became inundated with himself. Now, to see how the devil's mind is operating and what makes him the devil, let's keep your finger right there in Timothy chapter 3 and go over to Isaiah chapter 14. And we'll take a quick snapshot at Diabolos, a quick snapshot of Diabolos to see how his warped mind functions. Isaiah 14, verse 12. He says, how have you fallen from heaven, O morning star, son of the dawn? Now, this is the devil before he fell, Lucifer. We get the word lucent from the name Lucifer. He was an angel that was lit up. He was a bright star angel. He was the one that glorified the throne of God. He almost like was able to shine a spotlight on God's throne just by his presence. I actually believe that all that came about because he was a praise and worship leader. You find it, I think it's Ezekiel 28. It begins to talk about how the devil was designed. How he had pipes and his instrumentation was in him. He was a worship leader in heaven, and I believe he lit up and glorified God by praising and worshiping God and leading the angels in praise and worship. So he says, you've fallen, morning star, son of the dawn. You have been cast down to the earth, you who once laid low the nations. You said in your heart, I will ascend to heaven. Now, cast down to the earth, I believe, is a futuristic prophetic statement here in Isaiah. Right now, he's in the second heavenlies, but he will engage in a warfare, according to Revelation, with Michael and his angels, and be thrown down to the earth. I believe that's when you see the beast come alive and Antichrist will be manifested. When the devil's finally cast down to the ground level, earthbound. Right now, he's not earthbound. He's in the second heaven. He's above the atmosphere. He's right above us, circulating. Right now, the devil's somewhere. He's not an all-encompassing spirit. He's not omnipresent. He can be outside the door looking in the window. He can be above the house, hating this house for us being here. He's somewhere right now, plotting, planning, watching. It's real. Michael the archangel right now is somewhere. Gabriel the angel is somewhere right now. They're alive. They're doing something right now. This is an interactive, living salvation with living entities that we're engaging. And the whole human race, for the most part, is absolutely unconscious of it. No idea what's going on. This is real. And if you begin to penetrate the curtain that surrounds us and penetrate this veil, you're going to find you're going to begin to interact with these beings. They will come across and you'll deal with them. I know. I've seen them. So if you begin to seek God, that's when this thing will get real for you. Why don't most people seek God? Because they don't want it to get real for them. That's scary. That's spooky. All these TV shows I've seen. That's why the devil brings out Twilight, Harry Potter, Dracula, The Wolfman, and every other scary movie you ever seen. So the supernatural, metaphysical world stays scary to you. So you won't deal with him. So what happens in religion? You make up a little cloistered little community where we just, you know, just go to church and say little Thumbelina prayers. We don't cause any problems. We go down to the mission at Thanksgiving and feed the poor and the hungry. We go around and give sandwiches to people under bridges who live, you know, the homeless. And we go over here and do little works here and there. Go to the elderly home and bring them Christmas cookies. And the devil's laughing his head off. You have to engage the enemy, who is a spirit, in the spirit. You got to engage this joker. He won't bow down and go away. Why should we try to keep covering up problems and act like these things don't exist? It's right in front of us. You can see the devil's plan for keeps. He comes for three reasons: steal, kill, and to destroy you. Somebody that rampant and that crazy, I better arm myself. I mean, if the clown is going to come for three reasons, to steal from me, to kill me, or to destroy me, I might as well arm myself and prepare to do battle with it. But he makes the whole metaphysical world, the whole supernatural world, all paranormal occurrences, strange, spooky. You know, you look at The Exorcist, Poltergeist, all this stuff is designed to make you afraid of it. If you cross over here, it's going to be a huge dragon-like creature with horns going to walk in your bedroom at night with a drawn saber to slit your throat. You would dare come out against the devil. But what about God? What about Jesus? What about the angelic host? What about the power of God? Denying the power thereof. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power. You see how it's a powerless church? We go to little Thumbelina, lay me down to sleep, tiptoe through the tulip, fairy tale churches, and the devil just stays down here, unaccosted, doing whatever he's big enough to do, because a human won't cross over to where there's power to stop this fool. And my thing is, we might as well go on over to the enemy's camp like the four leprous men. Why sit we here and die? We might as well go on over to the other side. So you see now, this is an enemy who is saying within himself, in his own heart. Now look how he didn't say this out loud. He said it in his heart. He said, I will ascend to heaven. I will raise my throne above the stars of God. I will sit enthroned on the Mount of Assembly, on the utmost heights of the sacred mountain. Now, the scripture is opening up the spirit world. There is an assembly of the Most High. There is a sacred mountain. And I'm going to put my throne above the throne of God on his sacred mountain. I will ascend above the tops of the clouds. I will make myself. Now look at this now. This gives you some type of an insight into these self-appointed apostles. Yeah. I will make myself like the Most High. Mm-hmm. You see how folks are making themselves apostles? God didn't call these folk. I'm an apostle, self-appointed. I'm a bishop, self-appointed. I'm a pastor, self-appointed. I will make myself like the Most High. But you are brought down to the grave, to the depths of the pit. Those who see you stare at you. They ponder your fate. Is this the man who shook the earth? Now the word man there can be misinterpreted. The word man there in the Hebrew is really person. So it's not a literal man, it's a person. The devil is a person because he has a personality, he has a soul, he's got emotions, he's got likes and dislikes. He's a person. So it says, is this the person that did shake the nations? Him? And looking at this idiot saying, is this the one that did everything to the kingdoms of earth? He shook the earth. He made the kingdoms tremble. The man who made the world a desert, who overthrew his cities and would not let his captives go home. The world is captivated, mesmerized, hypnotized, enchanted with, totally taken over and succumbed by the devil. They're fascinated by the devil and don't even know it. He's got them captivated. If you watch the people that entertain the people in the world, it's unbelievable that you could be entertained by Lady Gaga, Nicki Minaj, Lil Wayne, Jay-Z. You got crack pushing bums, drug addicts, strippers, prostitutes, porno queens. That's your entertainment. That's crazy. He's able to captivate through the senses. That's why you know to be free, you have to have your senses deadened and resurrected. You can only get to life in God through death. The old has to die and he has to regenerate and resurrect the new. See, we have senses that have been trained by us in sin to be appended to the devil's world and be captivated by him. So I've got to let those senses be mortified. That's why he says, mortify your members on the earth. I mortify and God resurrects. I disempower, God re-empowers. It's an act of my will. See, I can make anything in me alive or dead according to what I choose to let live and die. If I don't feed it, it can't live. If you don't feed the porno, if you don't feed the sex, the filth, the gutter rot from TV, if you don't feed the filth from the movies, if you don't interact with your old friends and their old stinking habits and what they say and they do, and you try to understand what they're going through and interact with them through conversations and lifestyles, it won't live in you. You can't even afford to tax your mind anymore to try to understand a sinner. I don't want to understand what you're talking about, because it's crazy. Most people's problems come from the fact that they are doing sin. The Bible says a curse shall not causeless come. I saw Creflo Dollar this morning on TV talking about, still talking that same stupid prosperity lame junk he's trying to peddle on folks. He says, you know, people are against prosperity preachers, and my message today is how to overcome lack. Is lack and poverty a curse? Yes. But you can't overcome it by giving him $100. That's right. Cause of that curse is sin. Yeah. What kind of fool's gonna tell you, give me $100 in tithes, and you're going to get your seed faith offering is going to produce a thousandfold return for you. You know what he's into? Himself. He's pimping the folks, creeping in the houses, leading captive silly women, dwarfed women. That's what he's doing. It's right in front of us every day. Every day they're doing it. And it's still working on folks, trying to get what? Something for nothing. That does not exist. You want to overcome poverty? Tell these young people here in college, go to class every day, work hard, get your degree, come out, get a job, and work. Get up every morning and go to work. That's what the Bible says. If you don't work, you don't eat. A little sleep, a little slumber, you can look forward to penury, which is poverty. Hit it. Hit it every day. That's God's way. Pray, get before God. Don't sell your soul to the system, but let God guide you through the stinking, filthy system. The Bible says promotion doesn't come from the east, the west, or the south. It comes from the north, because that's where God's throne is. God raises you up, and he'll put another person down. He does what he wants to do, to whom he wants to do it to, when he wants to do it, and he answers to no one. God doesn't care if they don't like you and he promoted you. He don't care if they complain about you. You'll be there as long as he says you'll be there, and nobody can move you. Ask Joseph. Ask Daniel. Ask the Hebrew boys. Oblivious to what they said, he raised them up. Moses was raised up in Egypt because God said so. You need to get with God and forget folks. See, God can move you, shape you, mold you. As a matter of fact, he's shaping and molding everybody for a time appointed. You just don't know it. You don't know what you're getting ready to do. But he's shaping you. He's molding you. And when he's ready for you, he'll call you up. All right, now. So you see the devil. I wanted to show you how this homosexual spirit operates. Five times, I will. Outside of the auspices of God and the Holy Spirit, I will. I'm into me. I'm going to make myself into a, what we would call, a star. That's the star syndrome on earth right now. That's why they have American Idol, the X Factor, and all this other stuff. They're trying to tap into that willful desire to be somebody. To be somebody above the masses, just like your pappy the devil. Your father the devil, and the works of your father you will do. So he wants to exalt himself. Everything that has a design that centers around self, the devil is the central focus of it. Self-gratification. Self-exaltation. Anything that has anything to do with yourself, that's the nature of the beast. Self-promotion. Okay, back to 2 Timothy chapter 3. A microscopic examination of the homosexual spirit. He says, they gain control of weak-willed women who are loaded down with sins and are swayed by all kinds of evil desires. Always learning. Got a big black King James Bible. Notes, note cards, notebooks, commentaries, all kinds of thesauruses, dictionaries, and pouches, and pens, and paper, and all this junk. Always taking notes. Been taking notes for 20 years. Got notebooks full of notes. Always learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Just as Jannes and Jambres opposed Moses, so also these men oppose the truth, men of depraved minds, who as far as the faith is concerned are rejected. But they will not get very far because, as in the case of those men, their folly will be clear to everyone. It's happening right now. Depraved minds sitting in churches, 25, 30,000 strong. New Birth here in Atlanta. Here's a man with 25,000 people raising boys from their youth, grooming them, preparing them to be a homosexual concubine. Exposed. The church people sit there. The man's wife files for divorce Thursday evening. Unfiles Friday morning. Refiles Friday afternoon. There's a war going on up in there. You can't see that?
Yes.
What's going on? The cash, man. That's all about the cash. Leverage. About how this cash going to be doled out. What cash? Your tithe money, New Bertha. Your tithe money been paid off the boys that were molested. Now the tithe money is going to be doled out and divided up in a divorce settlement. And you sit there and let the devil make a fool out of you. That's how tragic this is. The homosexual spirit, he's bold now. He don't care. He'll spit in your face. A lot of women can't figure out why their husbands did them so bad. He was a homosexual. He loved himself. He married you loving himself. He wanted to use you. He didn't care about you. The homosexual spirit goes along for the ride. It never drives. It won't even buy the car. Don't talk about putting gas in the car. I've sat in a gas station and watched a woman pull up in her car with a drag sitting next to her in the passenger seat, get out the car and pump her gas with that nasty drag sitting next to her in the car. You can at least pump the gas, man. I don't want to get my nails dirty. I just got a manicure. French at that. See the white nail there? The nail tip is white. It's French. And she out there with grease all in her hand, all her hands nasty, gas all over her, driving around this drag, this homosexual drag. We've reached a point in society where a woman is most comfortable with a homosexual man. And that's what they put forth as an image of a man. George Clooney, going from woman to woman to woman to woman to woman as a metrosexual man. James Bond is that kind of a guy. Using women, having sex, love them and leave them, and move on down the trail. In the black community, it's raining down havoc. 60% of the black kids born out of wedlock. Then they sing tribute songs to the clown. Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home. And when he died, all he left us was alone. Temptations. Around 1970s? 60s. Okay. Papa was a rolling stone. Clowns dropping off 3, 4, 5 babies. Look at Lil Wayne. 4 babies, I think, out of wedlock. Kids, no identity, no father, no real home life. Nobody cares. People are purposely having babies out of wedlock. Then they put them out there on the pedestal. Halle Berry. All these stars. Look, Kourtney Kardashian, she pregnant again. Second baby. These are the reality show stars. So you have to deal with the culture and society at large. I can't preach around the society. I can't preach around the culture. Because that's where the devil is fomenting. You see, if you go around the culture and you try to talk around situations, you don't deal with the devil right in front of you. The devil is an activated spirit right in your face, spitting in your face. So you got to let this devil know, hold it, buddy. Hold it. Somebody's not going to take this. Somebody's going to confront you. If that wasn't true, John the Baptist would never have to address Herod. It's not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. You say, well, that's none of your business, John. There's nothing down here that's not God's business. Everything is God's business. He says, warn the righteous and warn the wicked. You see, we're in a realm now that somebody has to step up to the plate toe to toe and say, here, devil, look. Heretofore you go no further. This is it. We got to stop this. Now, here's where it's going to go down, right here. Sink or swim, live or die. The thing is going to end right here. That's what the Normandy invasion was all about. Hitler's come far enough. We're stopping him in France. And we're pushing him back into Berlin and we're crushing his skull. At some point, you got to get fed up enough in your own personal life to say, okay, as for me and my house, I'm serving the Lord and I'm confronting the devil. Why do you think it's so hard to call people up over here and say, look, we're engaging in a warfare? You know why? because it's entailing personal responsibility, personal accountability, and you're not leaning on anybody. You got to fight. You got to fight a spiritual war, and so the folks start drawing back, scared, going back home. Look at Gideon's army. First thing he said, let the fearful go back. I think he lost about 9,000 of them right there. It was easy to cut them out. Everybody afraid, go back. Why are people trying to kid themselves about wanting to be a Christian and serve Jesus Christ and they won't fight? You're kidding yourself. The devil is real. The devil is a murderer. He's a killer. He's a maimer. He's a destroyer. The Roman Catholic Church sits there with all those priests molesting all those boys, ruining those boys for life. Getting a free pass from the legal system. They should be stacked up to the ceiling with prosecutions going forward. How in the world you get a guy at Penn State and you want to make a big deal out of him, and all those Roman Catholic priests have molested all those boys? Where are the lawsuits? Where are the prosecutions? Where are the district attorneys? You know where they are? They're bewitched by black magic coming from that sinister church. That's the truth. They've been bewitched by the power of witchcraft, which is germane to the homosexual spirit. It's what's got Eddie Long's wife's mind in a whirlwind. She's dealing with a warlock, a sorcerer that's been camped out in a church, trying to yo-yo her mind. If you've ever been a woman, listen to what I'm telling you. Listen to me about Stickum. If you've been a woman with your mind tormented and thrown into chaos by a man, you had a homosexual you were dealing with. That's why your mind was so chaotic. The homosexual spirit is an expert at manipulating the emotions of a woman. That's why it says silly women laying down by all kinds of diverse lusts. Those are the ones that creep into the house to deceive the women. The homosexual spirit does it. That's how Creflo is doing it. That's how Jakes is doing it. That's how Eddie Long was doing it. Robert Shuler was doing it. Carlton Pearson does it. I can go on and on and on. It's the homosexual spirit, a self-loving spirit. How does it work? The homosexual spirit is astute at getting into the emotional realm of a woman. Why? Because inwardly, it's a woman itself. That's why Luther Vandross can croon to you and you start feeling those chills go up your spine. Luther. And just doo, 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 doo. And you're almost crying. Doo, 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 doo. Doo, 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 doo. And you are just weeping, crying a river. The homosexual spirit is tickling your fancy. Because it's a woman feeling what a woman feels. Letting you feel the emotions, playing with your head. Teddy Pendergrass, come on over to my place. Close the door. Let me rub your back where you say it's sore. And you sitting there, made a fool out of at a concert, taking your drawers off, throwing them on the stage to Teddy Pendergrass. He drives off with a transvestite wearing your drawers in 30 degree weather, and you've been made a fool out of by a homosexual spirit. That's fact. Luther Vandross was a homosexual. Fact. Back in the day, Johnny Mathis. Fact. Watch TLC, the wedding shows. What's dressing the brides? Homosexuals. The wedding planners, what are they? Homosexuals. They know more about dressing a woman than the woman does?
No.
You got a homosexual telling you how to get dressed for your wedding, how to decorate the room for your wedding, setting up your wedding cake, picking out your bridal gowns, and A homosexual guy is telling a woman how to be a woman. You don't believe that? The vast majority of folks even sitting here, you're wearing something that one of them designed. In New York, London, or Paris. A woman is told how to look by a homosexual. That's why they have women walking around looking like post-operative transvestites now. Yeah. Got your lips blown out, your butt blown out, the hair of a yak on your head, your nails looking like lobster claws, and you're walking around stumping around in 7 feet, 7 inch heels, looking crazy like a post-operative transvestite because the transvestite men are dictating fashion trends. I say that I'm the enemy of the state. Bless God, get my picture in the post office. Want it. This is crazy. See what I'm talking about? Insanity. And somebody has to step up to the plate now in mass. See, there needs to be a voice that rises up out of the masses to say, look, enough is enough. They pushed you and pushed you and pushed you. Look how much of the bully are you going to take? They storming in saying, we're going to get married and you're going to like it. We're going to drive up the cost of your health insurance because we're going to get married. You're going to pay for this HIV I got. You are going to accept us in the mainstream. And you'll be the enemy if you don't. We're going to storm into the military. And you are going to accept us on the basis. Yeah, Thursday evening, Congress did away with laws on sodomy. In the military, this used to be against the law to be a sodomite in the military, sodomizing people. You got to eradicate the laws, see? Can't you see in Daniel what he said? The Antichrist spirit will seek to do what? Change laws and times. He's rewriting the law books to accommodate himself. The homosexual spirit is Satan.
Yes, it is.
That's Satan incarnate. When you see that thing. So they got Don Lemon doing the news to get you comfortable with it. Susie Orman or whatever her name is. Susie Orman or whatever the financial advisor lady. Get you comfortable with a lesbian. Ellen DeGeneres telling you jokes to get you comfortable with a lesbian. Lady Gaga, comfortable with a lesbian, singing I was born this way. They're working on you, man.
Yes, they are.
Tyra Banks and all the homosexual buddies, get you comfortable. Comfortable. Now the culture, the society stands up with that spirit against the heterosexual populace, against the nuclear family, against the father, mother, and child. Two lesbians raising a boy who says he has a gender problem now. I know you do, raised by them. Saying he's a girl inside, and now they're giving him the hormones so he can be comfortable with being a girl because they don't see a problem with it because they're lesbians.
That's right. That's it.
Warped. A gender identity problem. And signing off on it as if it's normal. You see how quiet the pulpits are?
Quiet.
Joel Osteen ain't talking about this morning, I bet you.
No, he's not.
T.D. Jakes don't bring this up, does he? You see? Silence is the sign of agreement. When you stay silent, pseudo-Christian, you are in agreement with the devil. The redeemed of the Lord say so, buddy.
Amen. That's right.
You don't hold your peace.
That's right. That's right.
Well, I don't want to get into it. I just show love. That's not love. You let a person die and go to hell and you're showing them love?
No.
Can a fornicator love you, sending you to hell? They love themselves. I'm living with my girlfriend. I love her. You're a liar. You're a damnable liar. You hate her guts because you're damning her soul to hell. having sex with her out of wedlock, and you can't love somebody while damning them to an eternal lake of fire. You're a liar and the truth is not in you.
Amen.
That's the way this is going down. And I ain't going to take it back.
Amen.
There'll be no recanting and rethinking it. Because this got to be brought to a head.
Yes.
See, it's time for this thing to come to a head. We fooled around in this gray area long enough.
Yes, Lord.
We fooled around in the wilderness long enough.
Yes, Lord.
The apostle says, I use plainness of speech. Mm-hmm. You might not like what I said, but you understood what I said.
That's right.
And about you liking it, did you understand it? It was loud and clear. Mm-hmm. I didn't stutter. I didn't hold up. I didn't double think it. I didn't try to use tact and all this other junk they tell you to use. Political speak or what they try to tell you to use, all this political correctness and use some kind of tact and you got to make sure you say it so the people can. That's garbage.
Yes.
Folks are not that soft.
Yes. That's right.
So I talked to my daughter, point blank range. Mm-hmm. If you're crying, you ain't that soft.
That's right.
If you can do the crime, you can do the time. If you can do mess and get in the mess, well, you can take what I'm telling you, can't you?
That's right.
Folks are not that soft. That's game they run on you to make you shut up.
That's right. That's right.
Try that like they don't understand you, but they understand what you told them.
Yeah.
Like, I listened to the CD. I tuned into the broadcast on the website. I don't understand what he said. You're a liar.
Right.
You understand what I said.
That's right.
You want to keep doing what you're doing.
That's right.
You understand right well what I said.
Right.
But you want to keep hoeing around. You want to keep being a whoremonger, taking the drugs, drinking the liquor, running the women, watching the porno. And try to act like it wasn't clear and I couldn't really make out what was being said. So you drift back to Thumbelina fairy tale land church and pretend you're a Christian. Let me tell you this. There are ain'ts and there are saints. You can hang around in that make-believe church if you want to. But your blood is off of my hands because I told you the truth.
Yes.
And you're going to die and go to hell in your make-believe arena with make-believe folks all because you didn't have a love for the truth. The Bible says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, because they received not the love of the truth, God will send them a strong delusion.
Yes.
All those that did not love the truth. Why, God? That they might be damned. You can't fool around with the truth, but a homosexual spirit will.
Yes, sir.
See, a homosexual spirit is fantasy stricken. It has a disdain for the truth. Because it's fantasy stricken, see? People living in fantasy don't like the truth.
Yes.
It wakes you up out of what? Your fairy tale.
Right.
Your dream-like state. That's why the Bible says, awake thou that sleepeth, and God will provide for you light.
Yes.
This is garbage, what's being done to these folks down here. Everything is falling apart that was built on make-believe. Crystal Cathedral, this week, $56 million sold to the Roman Catholic Church in bankruptcy. Robert Schuller's make-believe possibility thinking mess. Our power. Been garbage for decades. Finally undone, bankrupt. Sold to the Roman Catholic Church, $56 million. Because it's always been garbage. Back in the day, PTL, Fantasyland, make-believe, torn apart and destroyed. You can't build the house on sand. You can't build a house on make-believe garbage. Jesus said, before you start building this house, count the cost to see if you have sufficient enough to finish. Don't build your house on sand. Don't build your house on something unstable. You got to build the house on a rock.
Yes. Yes, Jesus.
The winds of life are going to blow. The storm's going to come. But you got to have something that's going to do what? Hold and be steady in the storm.
Yes. Right. Yes.
This is not play time. This is not for weak folks trying to just get by. I tell my daughter in school and what she's doing in life, don't try to just get by because you're going to fail. You got to be proactive. If your assignment is due on Wednesday, have it done on Monday.
Yes.
If you got to be somewhere at 3 o'clock, be there at 1.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
It's still an early bird catching the worm.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. If you know you got to be somewhere, 5 o'clock Friday, have your clothes ready on Thursday.
Yes.
Have your stuff pressed. Have your stuff washed.
Yes.
Have your backpack packed.
Yes.
Have your shoes shined.
Yes.
You go to war, I got my backpack. I got my gun. I got my bullets. I got my uniform cleaned and pressed. I got my combat helmet. I got my meals. I got everything that I need to sustain me. I got my canteen. I'm a wise virgin is what I am.
Yeah. Okay.